swinging guitar. It's time. Dance. I gotta wonder, why don't ETs ever call into radio shows? I mean, don't they have any curiosity about interacting with humans? I mean, it can't be too threatening. You know, I always hear that excuse because I follow people on Twitter, and hey, this is your host, Tom Edison. And, hey, you can follow me on Twitter and find out about it. Just go to my BBS radio profile, and some of my latest tweets are out there, and you can find it. It's just simple, Tom Edison Press, B-R-E-Z. Why do I have that hashtag? Because I'm a presidential candidate. I wasn't the last president race too, and I'm doing it again in 2020. And I'm offering the people, you know, a real leader, somebody who has knowledge of everything going on. And, you know, I'm knowledgeable too about, if you listen to the last show, Charles Green, boy, he's a very educational person. You listen to his show, you learn things. And he's sharing the knowledge, which is what we all should be doing. We all have little bits of special knowledge that other people don't have. I took a lot of my knowledge and I put it into my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I keep telling people about it. Unfortunately, I'm being blackballed by Google in a certain way. They have my book listed as fiction and a novel, which it is not. I keep going to the book company and telling them, can you straighten this thing out? And it's just like, nothing's happening. This has been going on. I've been complaining about this for months. Well, can't be any, you know, as they say, join the club. Everybody else has problems, too. Hey, on this show, this is an educational show. This is a call-in radio show, too. If you're listening on your computer, the phone number is there. If you're listening on a phone line, well, you'd have to hang up and call up 888-627-6008. You know, it's good if people call up because then, you know, the conversation just takes itself in one direction or the other, which is real conversation, just like real comedy. If you're a real comedian, you know how to go out there and ad-lib it, really. You know, it's important to tell a few definite jokes, but you can make pull humor out of the air. Everything is funny to a certain extent. Hey, listen, you know why I can say talk about that? Because, listen, I was a professional class clown. Man, I had the classroom in stitches from second grade on, you know? And I practiced that daily until I finally left high school. You know, hey, I had to have some fun. Because it's important to enjoy life. You know, every day in my mind, I have to go out and play a little. You know, I make exceptions to it. Sometimes there's a lot of serious stuff to do, and I have to toe the line and get the work done. But I always try to reserve a certain amount of time every day to go out and play. Hey, I'm a big kid, what can I say? But that's important in life. You want to be happy. You want to have a good time. You want to walk around with a smile on your face. Smile and the world smiles with you. You know, we've got a serious problem in this world. People don't have to talk to strangers anymore. But in other words, strangers as in people you just don't know personally. You might see them every day, but you never stop and talk to them because the human race is quickly losing its ability communally for strangers to talk to strangers simply because, hey, you're another human being. I'll talk to you because of that. I don't need any more reason than that. And, you know, too many people don't know how to be friendly anymore. And this is hurting the collective consciousness of humanity because one of the biggest problems holding the human race, so I hear back, is that we're not projecting enough love, which is important. I mean, the Earth is going to evolve whether we as individuals evolve or not. I mean, I hear from the representatives on Twitter, the Pleiadians they're a very important group of human-like beings that are here to help us, and they're here to anchor the love vibration. They got a little gang, we can call it the Starseeds, which is mostly seems to be females. And I listen to their tweets, and that's all they talk. That's their mission. They talk about anchoring love, and there's all kinds of ways to do it, you know. And certain little gatherings have been developing. But it's taking too long, and the excuse is, well, we aren't doing our part as human beings. Well, it's important to choose to be a considerate, loving person. Once you start projecting love towards other people, you'll find that some of them will give it back to you. You know, maybe you have to make the first move and say, hello, hi, having a nice day, good morning, whatever. Just like a dedicated salesman, if you knock on enough doors, certainly one will open eventually. Sometimes you have to go through get a lot of doors slammed in your face. Talking about doors slammed in the face, there's nothing more worse than the government. That's why we all hate government, because the people who get elected to office rarely do anything for the common people, you know. Even fans of President Trump, you know, and he's out there bragging about, yeah, the economy's better, this and that, you know. And he's accomplished a few things, mostly with executive orders. But what has he really done for the common people? Well, in my book, severely lacking. That's why I, a regular common man person, am running for president. I'm doing it the hard way, as a writing candidate. And the only way I'm going to get elected is if I get the support of just about everybody, which means you have to stop, you're part of the problem. If you vote for a Democrat or Republican president, you are part of the problem, because it's a problem. Political parties are so polarized, and they keep playing this game. The whole thing's a game now. If you watch the 2 years of taxpayers' money wasted trying to prove President Trump was in cahoots with the Russians to win the election, it's insanity. I mean, if President Trump had the knowledge I had, that investigation would have never even started, because I would have spoken the truth and let them know that the only reason that there was tampering in this election and the one before and the one before that is because you, the Democrats, and you, the Republicans, want it that way, because both of your groups believe that you can rig the election. You want voting machines that you can tamper with. I mean, it's been proven already the voting machines we use today, they can be easily tampered with, hacked into by high school students even. So why haven't they changed the machines? I just gave you the answer. Because both the Democrat Party and the Republican Party both believe that they can rig the election to win it. And that's the harsh reality. And now, if you're watching what's going on the TV, the Congress is, they're really just wasting taxpayers' money. All they want, they're done. They're still not done with their witch hunt on President Trump, but now they're going after the Attorney General. I mean, most of us don't even care about politics, but it's just sickening to watch. These are the people that got elected to represent the Americans, and that's their idea of doing their job, going after people they don't like and hassling them and creating more false media reports and more false accusations, and basically not doing their job. You know, they're supposed to be making laws that benefit the the people, the general population. Well, when was the last time the federal government really did something that benefited the average Joe or Mary or whatever, average person? You have to go back pretty far. I can't even think of one offhand, but we can say, like, back in the last century when they came up with Social Security, that was something that was going to benefit the common man, and it has. But after that, the whole thing fell apart, basically, and it's been one scam after another. We have all the secret projects, the Congress wants to investigate things. So why don't they investigate all the secret projects that are sucking away all our money, building underground cities for the elite, secret space programs where they sell people into slavery, and they kill people for body parts, and so people can make money off the scam, Why is the drug war still going on? it's already been admitted by Ehrlichman something like 22 years ago or something like that. He publicly admitted in Harper's Magazine that the whole thing was a sham created by President Nixon because he wanted to get back at the people that didn't like his policies. So he figured if he had a war on drugs, his agents could plant drugs on people or just easily catch them casually smoking pot or something and put them in jail and get them out of his hair. And, of course, it's been going on ever since. You can't stop people if they want to do something. And besides that, the First Amendment of the Constitution gives you the right to do what you want. It's called life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I remember they had people on TV say, you want to stop the abuse of drugs? Legalize it all. And now, sure, there'll always be one or two idiots that'll abuse it because there are a small percentage of people like that. But the general population won't abuse it. Just legalize it all. The solution is so easy. But, of course, they'll never do that because there's so much kickback money and so many people got their hands in the pie with the drug dealing. Even the people on the street know the CIA is the world's biggest drug dealers now. It used to be the British, then it was the Mafia, then it was the Taliban. Now it's the CIA because they have the most convenient access to get all the drugs they want. With the drug war laws and everything, they go anywhere in the world they want. They find out who's selling the drugs. They steal the drugs, ship it back here at your expense, taxpayers' money paying for the planes and the fuel, and then they distribute it to their group of distributors. And this is how it goes on. Who are we trying to kid? And then on top of that, we have the pharmaceutical companies trying to sell you the drugs you definitely shouldn't be messing with. They're fake concoctions that are designed to keep you throwing your money down a sinkhole with all their fake concoctions that don't really work. Never cure you. And this sham continues. We're all sick to death of it. Hey, that's why I'm running for president. But at the same time, I don't see anybody out there looking to help me at all. We got people on the TV, they've been saying that for election after election. If only somebody would show up that was wanted to do the right thing. So, hey, I'm the guy, but everybody wants to pretend I don't exist simply because I don't have money. It's sickening. And anytime, there have been great movies made about things like this, about people trying to, get their congressmen and congresswomen to do things for them. And it's a whole sham. You get the door slammed in your face. You get told 1 million excuses why it can't be done. And then they show you the door and say, have a nice day. This is nonsense. Besides that, republics don't work anymore. It's a great idea when somebody came up with it a long time ago. Sure, it was better than a brutal, crazy king, I guess, but that was then and this is now. Republics are all compromised now, including the United States, because all the ins and outs have been learned, you know. The laws all need to be changed, too. The laws permit the rich people to get away with everything, basically. How do they get those laws passed? Bribe money. How else? You know? With their lobbyists. And that's the only people that the elected officials in Washington serve, the lobbyists. And, you know, and then we got a certain amount of corruption in state governments, too. And then on the local level, we got the same thing, you know? City councils, they waste taxpayers' money all the time, you know, for kickbacks on overpriced construction projects that the community doesn't even need. The bottom line here is you can't trust people. We have the technology today for everything to be a referendum, so why don't we use it? Because the people making money off all the scams don't want to stop making money. It's that simple. I mean, really. And, of course, we got fake news media that's never even going to talk about it because they're on the payroll, too, and they want to hold on to their jobs, you know, all the anchor people. They're only they're only teleprompter readers. You know, the day is coming when, if you ever saw how realistic the Japanese can make the robot models with flesh to look like humans. We're not far off where all the anchor news people are going to be robots, you know. That way they don't look at all the money the news companies can save. They don't have to have teleprompter screens anymore. They just have to put the chip in the back of the robot's head and he's programmed for the next half hour what he's going to talk about. And this is where we're going, you know. Amazon says they'll have all their warehouses, distribution warehouses, will have robots in 10 years. I mean, this is where we're going. This is, people talk about the AI, artificial intelligence takeover. Well, we're in the process of it. You know, the next thing, the Borg is going to show up. Cubes around planet Earth, and they're going to tell us resistance is futile, and they're going to turn everybody into cyborgs, you know, because that's how they deal with humans, artificial intelligence, you know. Hey, people are getting caught in that today. You know, I watch news just to see what's going on, you know. I know most of it is lies and bullshit, but you pick up some interesting things. Idiots willing to have implants put in their bodies so they can walk up to the candy machine at work and just put their palm up there or their wrist in, and the candy bar will drop out. I mean, people are unbelievably stupid. Well, they're bred to be stupid nowadays. School isn't an education. It's a brainwashing. institution. In college, come on, with all the scandals going now, we're finally seeing, yeah, these people don't, they have a degree that says they did something, and so many of them did nothing. And of course, paying people to write papers for you and thesis, that's been going on for decades, you know. If somebody tells me they have a college degree, I'm like, yeah, well, whoop-dee-doo, you know. All my knowledge comes from first-hand experiences, going out there and experiencing life, mixing with the common people and seeing how things are done and coming up with solutions, cost-effective solutions, because as they say, necessity is the mother of invention. When you have money to solve the problem, you have to use some ingenuity, and the solution is always cost-effective. That's why I'm the most qualified person to be the president, you know? I'll do my own cost-effectiveness scheduling on every government. I'll be out there working, and I will be giving the orders. What a real commander does, gives the orders to the troops. The 535 loafers in Congress that want to do nothing, I'll give them orders every day. You do this, you do that, you do this, and the ones that can't handle the workload or can't keep up with the pace will be asked to resign before their term ends with a dishonorable discharge from government. And we need to change the laws to serve the people. The laws don't serve the people. The laws hinder the people. We have so many rotten laws on the book, you know? And That's what Congress ought to be doing. Get rid of all the laws that diss the general public, that make our lives difficult. You know, I'm the only one who came up with an idea for how to lower the cost of living. That's right. Does anybody really care? Apparently not. They might like to moan and bitch about it on the mainstream media, but they don't really care about it. Look at all the flood problems we have. You know, that's controlled weather. They're doing that to punish the people. You know, the New World Order. They have control of all that stuff. They work with the secret portions of secret military units that are secret compartments of the United States. And I guess Great Britain is in on it, too. You know, this is the reality, the truth I'm talking. You know, chemtrails have been, the earth is being poisoned, we're being poisoned, the trees are being poisoned with chemtrails. Everything is being poisoned with chemtrails. Hey, taxpayers are paying for this. Who do you think is paying for the fuel on those planes and stuff like that? Taxpayers, wasting your money so they can fly around and poison us. You know, why isn't anybody complaining about that? Why isn't anybody talking about that? Oh, they're all cowards, or they're all in the cake themselves. That's why. You know, even President Trump, why isn't he talking about it? You know, I mean, really, it's sickening. You know, these people think they're going to not be affected by this. I keep info on chemtrails. I just came across a paper today. That reminded me some of the technical poisons they have in the chemtrails. Sulfur dioxide, coal ash, barium, which is probably radioactive, and aluminum, one of the most dangerous things to get in the body. And they got all these little tiny particles they're spraying up in the air, and eventually they're going to trickle down. And you're going to breathe them in because they're so small, you know? And I forgot to mention, they're also putting fluoride in the chemtrails now, too. You know, fluoride calcifies your pineal gland, which deadens your spiritual connection. You know what? You are a spirit in a physical body. I know they didn't tell you that in school. They don't want to tell you that. They want to tell you that... you go to school, you get a job, you work two jobs, save some money, let everybody milk every drop of blood and money they can out of you, and then you go on your death march with the pharmaceutical industry and the quacky doctors. And talk about quacky doctors. You know, I had a conversation with somebody about vaccines. I might have mentioned this last week, but it's worth mentioning it again. He mentioned, well, the people believe in his community believe in vaccines, and it just dawned on me at that second when he said that perhaps the only reason that doctors, the quacky doctors, have had any success at all with vaccines is due to the placebo effect. These quacky doctors actually believe putting poisons into your body is going to help you in one way or another. Well, if their belief is strong enough, the belief will override the insanity of putting poisons into your body. Anybody who knows how a human body maintains health, it's a multidimensional process. It involves four overlapping energy systems over the physical body. Meanwhile, the quacky doctors still only want to deal with the physical when there's four additional parts to what makes up you. And that's why it's so illogical. And what do they know? They went to they went to brainwashing school in college. And, you know, what are the doctors taught in college? How to prescribe pharmaceutical products and how to cut people up and sew them back together. Replace body parts as if you were an automobile, and charge you for it, too. Isn't that amazing? You know? And people got to stop trusting in doctors because they're not, they lack the knowledge to tell you about real health care. I'm sure all doctors are not bad people, but at the same time, they're not educated to the point where we should be looking at them. You know, the joke is God is operating out of a hospital. Ha, ha, ha. That's the joke. But there's humor in that because people look up to doctors as if they were God. You know, real healing can happen if you believe that you'll be healed, believe that the universe will do it for you, or the Heavenly Father, or the Lord Jesus. Or any other good being from the spirit world. Plus, once you get an understanding of the multidimensional reality and how everything is connected to everything and how your thoughts set energy in motion, you can begin to understand that if you believe that you're going to be healed, you're going to be healed one way or another simply because of your belief. We can also call that the placebo effect, too. But the placebo effect really only works because you believe. Somebody told you, take this pill, and you believe it's going to work, and that's why it works, because of belief. They have power. They connect. They ping-pong across all the energy, connecting energy points across the universe, back and forth, and this happens instantaneously. You know, it's a known fact. Thoughts travel at 10 to the 42nd power. You know what that is? The number 10 with 42 zeros. For you people that don't understand advanced mathematics, 10 to the 42nd power. That means 10, 2 zeros behind it. There isn't even a name for a number like that. It's basically instantaneous. And that's how fast your thoughts travel. So, you know, I'm just giving you some basic facts about the universe. I know, we're human beings. We really don't want to even bother about this. We want to go out and have fun, you know? And that's what life should be in this world, you know? But because I'm an observing person, I've looked into the world and I've seen it just getting worse. It seems like there's a concerted effort to take away everything human beings enjoy in life. You know, the U.S. federal government destroyed the auto industry. That's right, they sure did. I don't even have time to get into it, but they did. And they did it with stupid laws, pretending they were doing something good for you. And they themselves didn't even know what the hell they were doing. But that's who destroyed the American auto industry. And, you know, everybody loved American cars. If you go back to the 50s. And that's when the government started getting involved in automobiles. Anything the government gets involved in, they ruin, because they're all being mind-controlled by the New World Order. I've told you this before, but, you know, the largest obelisk in the world is in the center of Washington, D.C. No wonder why no one can think straight there, because they just beam out negative frequencies out of there. It has a pyramid on the top. Anytime you have a pyramid, it's a broadcasting tool. You know, if you know anything about pyramids, any pyramid automatically forms an octahedron. In other words, a reverse, upside-down pyramid attached to the bottom. And the energy flows back and forth, in and out of that pyramid, connects to all the energies in the universe. And it's a very good control tool. That's right. The world order knows all about this stuff. That's why they were working on it, you know. And the use of pyramids, of course, even the ancients knew about that. What do you think Egypt had all those pyramids? Pharaohs, who were self-propagated false gods, basically, wanted to control the people, and pyramid is a good device to do it with. You got to look this up. I mean, this info is out there, but you can find out a lot about what I'm telling you right here now. My book, Connect the Dots Theory, Google it. First 40 pages are free to look at. Even the drawings to impress you, plus the pictures. I've got pictures in that book that nobody else on the face of the earth has. Prove me wrong, okay? Because you know, I've got so many pictures in this book, and that's the kind of book I like. Less text, more pictures, because a picture says 1,000 words. And it's a total of, I think, 183, 184, depends how you count the pages. And out of that, less than 100 of the 183 is text. The rest is pictures and drawings and related stuff. But I delve into it all in the book. It's a beginner's guide to learn about the bigger reality, you know? If you never heard about any of these things, you ought to pick up a copy, you know? It's ridiculous. You know, talk about a book. It's easy to read. I made it especially easy to read. And it's one of the easiest technical books to read. It's not only technical, but it's truth-revealing. I list the 39 ongoing conspiracies. That's right. But I had to draw the line somewhere because I didn't want it to be a book just about conspiracies. I just listed them on a couple of pages, and that's it. 39 ongoing conspiracies being worked against the human race. Can you come up with 39? Well, I did, no problem at all, and I could have went on, but I just drew the line there. Because that was enough. I didn't want to do overkill with conspiracies. All conspiracies are real. That conspiracy theorist term, that was invented by the people who set up the conspiracies to try to throw out some disinformation. Anything that somebody has, basically, you know, there's exceptions, anything anybody has ever talked about being a conspiracy probably is, because somebody noticed it and they're making comment on it. That's all. It's a conspiracy to keep you dumb. Come on, just look around. Everything, the deck is stacked against you in this world, especially in civilized nations. And they're going after the whole world. What do we got? Yeah. Hey, if there's a caller, you know what? This is a call-in radio show. Put that caller on. Hello?
Hey, hey, it's Sean. Sean Newsom.
Hey, Sean, yeah.
How you doing, Mr. Edison?
Hey, I remember you. Hey, are you still going to high school?
I am. I'm actually currently a senior at Paradise High School.
Well, I got a few questions to ask you. What did the teenagers talk about in high school nowadays?
Honestly, it's what, you know, we talk about a lot of stuff. A lot of my friends actually talk about sports and sports stats from the players. They're really into football and basketball. So this one thing. And then it's a lot of inside jokes about our friends where we make fun of them for something that happened a couple years ago, a couple months, like whatever. And then we just talk about drama that usually is involved with people around the high school. So nothing too crazy, but now since senior year is coming to a close, we've actually been talking about future plans and stuff. So that's really cool to hear everyone and see where they want to go and what their plan for the future is. So that's usually what we talk about in high school.
Yeah, these guys still have, like, food fights in the cafeteria and stuff like that?
You know, honestly, they're not. As seniors, like, a lot of my friends that I hang out with are actually, They're pretty chill. They're very mature, and they actually don't do a lot of stuff like that. In fact, I think for the past, like, 2 years, I haven't even seen, like, a fist fight or anything like that. No food fights, unfortunately, as fun as that sounds. But
is there a lot
honestly, it's just messing with our teachers and, like, just verbally, like, humoring them.
So are there class clowns still in school today?
Oh, yeah, there's still tons of class clowns. You can find those people that, like, just by breathing, they'll make people laugh. Like one of my friends, James Spregler, always slacking off in class, yet he's still making people laugh, including the teachers. So there's still plenty of people like that around.
Hey, well,
which is good. Comedic relief is always needed.
Still have the pecking order of school is still in existence, or what?
Can you repeat that one more time?
The pecking order of junior high and high school. Does that still exist where somebody gets singled out and picked on?
You know, actually, I have unfortunately seen a lot of, not too much, not as much as you would expect in high school. I feel the trend these days is just to be nice. Like, we still make fun of each other, but, like, not tear each other down and, like, destroy each other's confidences. There has been some bullying that I've seen in the lower classmen, like people that are younger than us. But I think as people mature and they get to the end of high school, they kind of realize that bullying and making people feel awful about themselves is just not a fun thing to do for anyone. So in a sense, they kind of grow up and apologize, and everyone just moves on with each other. So to answer your question, there is some, but I think for the most part, I think bullying has been prevented by teachers and just the general trend to be nice around. So.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, what classes are you taking?
Currently, I was taking AP Stats and Net Games, but I actually didn't need AP Stats for any college plans, so I actually dropped my AP Stats class. So now I'm taking my PE is a weight training. Then after that, I have physics. Following that, I have U.S. government, and then I have AP English, and then I also have a period where I help around the office and for the office for the school, and then just I run like general errands for the teachers and whatnot. So that's really cool. I was taking harder classes a lot more than last year, but this year I kind of took it a little bit easy. But I'm really enjoying my classes. I really love AP Literature especially. That's my favorite class.
What's that again? AP Literature.
Yeah, that's it's Advanced Placement Literature and Composition Writing. So it's basically just an English class, which is the AP classes allow you to, they're college prep classes, so they are usually a little bit faster than college classes, and they also have a test at the end of the year, and if you take the test, you actually get college credit, and you don't have to take that class. So, for example, last year, it's on a scale of 1 to 5, so if you get a 3, you pass, and last year, I took my AP language test for English. I got a 4 on that, so now I don't have to take that class in college. And then for my AP U.S. history class last year, I actually passed with a 3, so that means I'm exempt from that class. Like, I don't have to take that course in college anymore.
You'll have to take a language?
I might have to take a literature class. Like, if for a foreign language, that isn't necessary. I've actually taken Spanish for 3 years, and I could do Spanish if I wanted to. Spanish is mostly useful for transfer credits. So, for example, I'm going to a community college for 2 years because actually the first year is free due to one of the local businessmen donating a large portion of money. So I could go there and I could take a couple semesters of Spanish, and actually that would count for my general ed and transfer credits. So if I wanted to transfer to like UC Davis or something, I wouldn't have to take those classes in UC Davis.
Hey, you said U.S. government. What do they talk about in U.S. government class?
Often, I think for the first portion, we were identifying political parties. So obviously, like Libertarian, Republican, Democrat. Then a lot more smaller and less recognized parties, like the U.S. Pirate Party, U.S. Socialist Party, U.S. Communist Party, stuff like that. Like, we were just kind of exploring a lot of the political ideology that's in America.
Anybody make an attempt to contact some of these minor parties?
Oh yeah, actually, for a project, we had to communicate either with a member of a party that we were researching, or we had to contact some level of representative in the government. Like, we had to contact a senator, our representative, like Doug LaMalfa, or the president, or Speaker of the House, or something along those lines as a project. So that was really cool. I actually wrote a letter to Dianne Feinstein, and I just talked about poverty. So that was what my letter was about.
Yeah, I wrote to President Clinton, and the day I recently came across it, and interesting, the date of the letter was 9/11 that I wrote to him.
Oh.
Yeah, not that on that particular day, but just happened to be 9/11 was the date on the letter, and I just got one of those former letters back with the rubber stamp. Yeah, the president is very grateful for your concerns, blah, blah, blah. Have a nice day.
The cookie cutter response.
Yeah, you know, with the old rubber stamp at the bottom, he didn't really sign it, you know, they stamped his
name. Yeah.
Bottom. They probably have robots handling that nowadays. AI is pushing their way in. Believe it. So when you're in the U.S. government class, do you guys actually talk about the 20, 30 candidates running for president now? Do you express your opinions?
A lot of the stuff that we discuss in that class is actually, we don't even really talk about the 2016 election. We talk mostly about stuff prior to that. We talk a lot about politics from like 2000 up until 2012. And then also in different chunks of time. So mostly we're just exploring past elections and past government policies and whatnot. We were actually studying a lot of U.S. documents like the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and stuff like that. So we don't really talk about a lot about present politics or future politics, for that matter, unfortunately. But that would actually be a good subject to bring up to my teacher.
All right. Does the teacher allow you to bring up topics?
Oh, yeah, the teacher is actually really cool. His name is Mr. Eisenberg, Eric Eisenberg, and he's really open-minded about stuff, and he will allow us to kind of bring up a topic, and it's cool because he usually has left-leaning ideologies, so he'll kind of get into debates about stuff, but it's cool because he never makes you feel like your opinion is invalid or not wanted to be heard, because you can bring up a topic and actually...
In other words, he knows how to, accept someone else... gives a different opinion. That's cool.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, because they didn't have classes like that when I was going to school. You know, it was just like general history, social studies stuff, and we didn't have any say. The teacher ran the whole show. But there's some real important things going on, like... Well, you still have a few days of school left. Why don't you go back and ask this school teacher why the government is ignoring all the health warnings regarding the 5G system that's going to be broadcasting dangerous frequencies? You know, it's a good question to ask. Why is apparently no one in authority, everybody's ignoring this when there's hundreds of doctors that are actually trying to lobby the Congress to stop this before the switch is turned on, because the scientific evidence has already proven that this will be really detrimental to everyone's health. You know, 92,000 cycles per second going through your body is something you don't really want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you ought to bring up, too, what about all the Wi-Fi in the schools, California is one of the worst states going, where you're really being subjected to a lot of too much powerful frequencies in the classroom. Ask them to bring in a meter so we can see. That's how I found out how bad things were. I bought myself a meter. I'm hearing about all the people buying it, watching the videos. I went and bought myself a microwave meter, and I was shocked to find out how bad it is, especially even just off the cell phones, If you're holding your cell phone up to your ear, you're doing damage to yourself, these are important topics to talk about, Ask the teacher to bring in, tell him you were talking to this radio show host. Hey, I'm running for president, right?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Which
well,
is really
I mean,
awesome.
Your U.S. government class cool. mentioned to him, hey, I was talking on the radio, a guy running for president of the United States is a writing candidate who's actually ran in the last two elections, too. Sure, doesn't have a simple chance in hell of winning, because I would need a big support team to get everybody out there to vote for me, because people are lazy. If my name ain't on the ballot, they're not going to vote for me. Most people don't even vote.
I think it's really hard to also be an independent party, just because like the publicity.
Oh no, I'm not a party.
Oh, you're just write-in.
Yeah, I'm doing it as an individual. You see, that's a mistake. I learned that from talking to people. Remember that guy Ross Perot years ago who ran for president? He formed a political party. You know, and then he became so popular, the guys with the dark sunglasses came and gave him a visit, and they said, you know, your family could be in danger, you know. They threatened him, like, and then he actually backed out of the race, you know, and didn't get any electoral votes or anything because of that, you know.
Wow.
But what I found out, I talked to a member, the party still went on for a couple of years, and I talked to somebody who was head of the party, Ross Perot, but you know, he wasn't going to get involved anymore, having threats on his family. But they destroyed that party because they found they fined them for all legal obligations that weren't met, the I's and the T's. You know, the I's weren't dotted and the T's weren't crossed. And the, you know, the Democrats and Republicans went out and basically destroyed that party. And they'll do it to any other political party, too. See, the reason I'm doing it as an individual is because I don't have any obligations, as long as I don't take big donations. I don't have to do any paperwork. As long as I don't take a single donation of over $200. And if you go on my website, you'll see that I clearly say I will not accept any donations over $199, just to play it safe. And as long as I stay within those parameters, they got nothing on me. And I don't have to do any paperwork. I don't have to file anything. And too bad people don't want to get involved, but you should bring that up. You just probably learned a lot tonight. That
I did. Thank you.
Yeah, bring it up in class and have everybody talking about it. Because, first of all, the only reason I'm running for president is because I'm good with solutions. You know, the solutions to all the problems are known already. It's just there's so much money in keeping, so much money is being made in keeping the problems in place. That's why they never get changed, you know? And when there's that much money keeping the problems in place, that money spills over to the lobbyists, that spills over to the, you know, the Congress, and that's why nothing ever gets changed. It's all about money. But
unfortunately.
Yeah, I believe that the American people would like somebody who knows how to solve problems, and the only way I can get involved in it, in everything is by being the president, because then I have the authority to get involved in problem situations, whether they like it or not. And, hey, you got a pencil on you? Write it down.
I do not, unfortunately.
All right, well, you can remember.
But, yeah, I can go ahead and I can translate it into my notes, so go ahead and shoot.
Yeah, my website is 2020presidenttomedison. You know?
The word, all right.
The word president spelled out Tom, T-O-M, Edison, E-D-I-S-O-N. .com, of course, and that'll take you to my website. It's phone friendly too. Everything comes up big on your cell phone, so you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. I claim to have the best website anybody ever set up. And why is it good? Because I designed it myself. yeah, Doug helped me a little with it, you know, because
nice.
I had to get him to do the technical things. You know, there's all kinds of venues you can go through to do it. You know, I'll give him a little credit, too. But the basic design for the whole thing, I came up with myself. And I wanted everything big so people can read it easily. And basically, it's easy to navigate. And it shows up big on your cell phone, you know. That was the biggest problem, to get a cell phone. But it's there, you know. It's out there. And if you read the things I'm talking about, you know, I'm bringing a lot to the table. More so than all the other 20 Democrats and Trump together, because I've got knowledge, I've got experience in life, you know. That's how you, and I know how to be cost effective. And I'd love to with the end of sham that's going on, you know. I talk about putting the Congress to work, you know. I'm going to give them orders, President of the United States. Right to do. I'm just going to walk in and start giving them orders. I'm going to say, look, this is what I want done. This is what I want done. This is what I want done. In regards to cost effectiveness, we're going to get rid of all these deadbeat programs that just waste taxpayers' money. Plus, I advocate that unproductive government agencies can be replaced with college students paid a wage to do what the government people are supposed to be doing. And that way we can make the federal government smaller and at the same time give college students an opportunity to make some money. And well, just go on the website, you'll see. Plus, I've got 5 short videos there where I talk about, you know, lowering the cost of living, seeing that everybody gets their way to some degree, and taking care of the common people. And on my 5 short videos, I'm talking about short. I'm talking like a minute and a half, minute and 45 seconds. And the first one is a comedy. It's a 30-second humorous video. And, you know, so it only takes a couple minutes to view it, you know, because, you know, who wants to waste too much time? I mean, I go, you know, I watch videos on Twitter because I'm out there and giving my opinion and stuff. And some of these things like the half hour, hour, 2 hours, who the hell got that time, much time, you know? I guess some people do, but not me. So I made my 5 videos. Plus, I've got the trailer on there for my Subway Fantasy movie, which is Doug's going to help me put it up there on YouTube for free next week, probably. Because I sent him a copy already.
Awesome.
In fact, you can watch it. Ask Doug for the copy of it. You can get a preview copy of it. But there was a few things I wanted to change in, so I told him, yeah, don't put it up yet, because I got to add a few more little things to it. And give you a better version, but it's good enough the way it is for like just viewing. But if it's going to go up on YouTube, I want to make sure everything's perfect. So check it out. You know, just Doug has the disc. Just ask him. Say, hey, where's that Subway Fantasy disc? You'll be. It's entertaining. What can I say?
All right. Well, I'll look into it. Thank you.
Oh, hey, I'm glad you called in. Listen, you know, you got a couple of days of school left, so you might as well go in and take advantage of those classes, especially U.S. government class, and try to get your way. Ask them, hey, you know, I heard, I was talking to the one of the presidential candidates last night on the radio. He has his own radio show, and he said that you guys at the school ought to get some microwave meters and see how dangerous the situation is. You know, he ought to be interested if he's there in the school, too. He's being victimized by microwaves, excessive microwaves himself. You know, there's no discrimination with the microwaves. We'll say through anybody. No discrimination whatsoever. And,
all right. Well, that sounds like a good subject to bring up.
Hey, plus, what else can we do while we're talking here? You'll be in school next week still, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I graduate sometime in June.
Conversation tonight. Tell all your friends during the week to tune in next Saturday night. And you can call in and impress all your friends. And take it from there, you know. Maybe, I feel sorry for all these young kids that are getting duped by, Bernie, the hypocrite. I mean, I can't believe that young people fall for him, you know? He's like all the other phony politicians. He wants to talk about the problems, but he has no solutions, which is ridiculous. That's why I claim I'm the best person for the job, because I've got the solutions, you know? Once you learn how to solve solutions, I've got a formula. I ask the key questions. The answers to the key questions give me the route to solve the problem. It works for me. But people like Bernie... You know, he keeps talking about the disparity, but he doesn't have a solution for it, you know? I mean, and I hear he was born in Brooklyn. I mean, you go to Manhattan, and you got the biggest disparity in the world there. You got people living in $5 million apartments 2 blocks away from Penn Station, where you got homeless people sleeping on the floor all over the place. Now, does that make any sense, really?
Doesn't to me.
I know. I never heard him come up with one solution for anything. And, of course, you know, he's talking socialism. I mean, actually, you know, it would be nice if somebody would pay for it, but who's going to pay for it? Taxpayers. So what good is that? You know, I think like a socialist country, like I think Sweden is one of them, where the people have to pay of the income they earn, they all have to pay like 55-60%, all of them. Oh, their pay has to go to the government to keep a socialist government floating. And what good is that? That's like slave labor, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if you have to give over half of your money to the government and you're just a regular person, what the hell good is that? You know, I'll take my chances. I don't want any health care. I don't want anything. Just let me keep my money, okay? Which we ought to be doing, you know. It's somebody needs to recall the cry, the battle cry, no taxation without representation. And we're kind of back there again, you know. Everybody has taxes. Only the lobbyists get their way with the Congress, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to bribe their way to get that. Hey, you know, here's another...
It's a corrupt government.
You got a history class?
Me?
Yeah. All right. I think adequate for government, though, a government class. Do you know that some of the most important points in the U.S. Constitution were barred from the Magna Carta? Did you know that?
I think I have heard of that, actually. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
In fact, no taxation without representation is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't the founding fathers that thought that. They were hip to this document called the Magna Carta from 1215 over in England. And check it out, you know. They should be talking about that in U.S. government.
I agree. It's a pretty cool topic, if you ask me.
All right, listen, we're coming to the end of the show here, so I want to thank you for calling in, Sean. And
thanks for taking the time to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, talk about it with your friends during the week, and we might have a big listening crowd next Saturday, and it'll be your opportunity to, take the lead and talk about what you want to talk about.
All right. Well, sounds fantastic.
Okay. Sounds cool, you know, and during the week, think of anything interesting that you might want to ask me, because I'm pretty knowledgeable about most things. I know about all the secret conspiracies going on, you know, all of the secret space programs, the Montauk Project. I actually talked with one of the guys that worked on the Montauk Project, and he actually had to quit it because he was so disgusted with the technologies that they were hoarding for themselves and misusing just to make money. Crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
And time travel does exist, yes.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
all right, well, what? Go ahead.
The first time a travel experiment or a portal traveling, whatever you want to call it, there's different versions of the traveling through space from one point to another. I forget the exact terminology there. The first successful one in America was done from California over to a small town in New Jersey. Did you know that?
I did not. Wow.
Yeah. Well, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, and they're keeping all this stuff on us, you know, and they just want us to sit in front of a computer screen and read off of a computer screen. That's it. You want to be a newscaster? Well, the only qualifications you need is to be able to read off a computer screen.
Yep.
All right, well, I better close it up because I don't want to go over into the next guy's show. And I guess, I don't know, you can just disconnect and tell Doug. Doug, you there, Mr. Engineer? Him back on the line. Doug, you there?
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and disconnect. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
I hope you call in next week. Follow up on what I asked you to do.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. Okay, people, we're getting to the end of our show. I hope you guys who are listening learn something about what's going on in high school these days. Because it's an important thing. These are the people that are going to have to take over the future. And they need to be told the whole truth about everything. So, it's coming to the end of the show. I always end my show the same way. First, you're going to hear my original music. The lead guitar solo at the end of the song, Are You the Partying Kind? And I say, are you? Well, I'll admit I am. Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. I'm somebody already, but, you know, no matter how much I accomplish, I want to accomplish more. And, of course, I'm somebody. I'm a BBS radio show host. I'm a presidential candidate. I'm a singer-songer recording artist. I got two albums out there at the CD Baby Music Store. The link's on, go to BBS Radio, you'll find the link. Take you right there, you can view my albums. You know, quick commercial for CD Baby. They allow you to let your... 29 seconds free of every song you got out there. Hey, so you actually you can purchase those songs. Are You the Partying Kind? Hey, it's a party song. That's on my party song album. And I Gotta Be Somebody is my songs better than Dylan. Okay, Mr. Engineer, let's do the countdown and get out of here. And everybody, tell your friends to tune in next week because we're going to probably hear some more about what's going on in high school. And, of course, we'll hear plenty about what's going on in the world. Don't take any vaccines in the meantime, and watch out for the chemtrails. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody if you're alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join down in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here took my stand without being clear.